Rick Kreisman's victory in the race for St. Petersburg mayor is being portrayed by some as part of a Democratic wave that included winning the governor's post in two states. But will it have much of an impact on the political landscape in Florida? WUSF Steve Newborn talks about that with veteran political reporter William March.
Any surprises with the outcome here? The polls had them neck and neck, and Kreisman came away kind of with a comfortable lead here.
It's a minor surprise. Kreisman did perform better than expected, better than the polls had showed, and substantially better than he performed, of course, in the primary, where he won by 70 votes. There was a bigger turnout in this election than in the primary. So to that extent, it was a surprise.
This seems to be setting a new template for local elections, just the fact that millions, I mean, almost $3 million were raised between the two candidates here when it's all said and done. And the support coming from not only the state, but the national GOP and Democratic parties. Is this the new template for local races?
It's been happening. The parties have been getting involved in city council races, which are nonpartisan on both sides of the bay. But you've seen it a lot in Tampa. They've been getting involved in school board races in Hillsborough County, which are also are, of course, nonpartisan. The difference here is the intensity and the level of it. And that's partly because Kreisman has been an active Democrat. He's known to the Democratic Party. He held a seat as a state representative. And Baker has also been active in Republican politics, and at least in part as a major backer of Jeb Bush. So the template isn't new. This just expanded it, intensified it.
A lot of people are saying that Rick Kreisman purposely tried to tie Baker in with the Trump wing of the Republican Party. Are we seeing any kind of a wave of anti-Trump feeling or a reaction to his first year in office?
There were a bunch of national elections on the same day, and there was what pretty clearly was an anti-Trump wave. The best example, of course, was in Virginia. Democrats held the governor's mansion against a strong challenge and had historic gains in their legislature. And yes, the St. Pete outcome is being seen as part of this anti-Trump wave. To an extent, it is, but a lot of this race was about local issues. And it's not an undiluted example of any kind of anti-Trump wave because Kreisman won in a city that's heavily dominated by Democrats. So it wasn't a very good example of that wave, but it was connected to that wave.
And a lot of people are pointing out that this wave took place in blue states that Hillary Clinton won, New Jersey, Virginia, and for there to be any concrete examples of an anti-Trump backlash, this would have to happen in purple or red states.
Well, the wave took place in territory that's either Democratic-leaning or neutral. So it's not as clear proof of an anti-Trump wave as Democrats would like you to think, but it is definitely enough to put a scare into some Republicans. There were some elections in Republican-leaning areas. Republicans won them. Congressional race in Utah is the best example.
And with elections for governor and senator here in Florida coming up in the next year, I'd imagine that the Democrats are going to try to jump on this and paint it as part of an anti-Trump wave and use that to their advantage.
Well, they're certainly painting it as that already. They're making a very big deal about it. To what extent that's true and how strong this wave is has yet to be seen. We'll have a pretty clear example of that coming up in a special election for the state house in Sarasota, District 72, which is Republican-leaning. Trump won it by about 5 points. And if that should go Democratic, then it should really put a scare into Republicans.
And that race will be taking place in February. So we have a couple of months here before we see anything on that. All right. William March, veteran political commentator and columnist. Thanks so much for your help.
Enjoyed it, Steve. Thank you.